lost, sad, confused, frustrated. Welcome to the Double Trouble Drama Show, and I'm your host, Boss Wakorepek. And let's get into dramatic issues. So, dramatic issues, I feel lost, right? So, I am 15 years old, and I feel lost. So, lately, I have been out of control. I do not know what to do. My behavior is towards my family is awful, and I feel so frustrated most of the time. I feel trapped in my own mind, and I always wanted, I always want to be in the show business and do performing art business, but I cannot do until I know who am I, and where I belong. Dear Pastor, what to do? Well, my advice is to take some pill. Do what you need to do. Focus on yourself. Be confident in yourself, and shut down the negative thoughts in your mind. Stop behaving towards hungry and towards everything, and stop thinking everything is going to circle around you, because not everything is going to be, as a person said to me, the world is not revolve around you, but you have to make the world revolve around you. So I think that you need to do that to make sure you have a sense of gratitude, sense of appreciation, sense of anxiety, and a sense of appreciation. Sense of trust, sense of hope, and sense of this. So you need to be like that. Motivate yourself. Find somebody to motivate you. Look up to somebody that can motivate you. Yes, you must find that inner core in your family or your friend to motivate you. So another dramatic issue is that I am a woman in Filipino, U.S., or whatever that country name, that state name, and reputation can get a woman a good husband. A job, may give you advantage with your job. If a woman has a reputation of being no good man or slaughter. But this say run around Sue. But anyway. No good man would want her to keep, but she has a good reputation. She is more likely to get a proposal from married, from a man who is seriously look at a decent woman to compliment him, and one who can be safe to present to his family and friends, which is true. A good reputation woman is the ideal one that you really want. A no man will not have a good reputation. I want to present to him family and Marito and Sekodong and Beatings and all of them good, nice things there, which is important. Is very, very, very important. And that is what you need to look out for, man. You have good woman have standards and all of them something there, which is quite important. And sometimes you can look for somebody where they just want to play around with, which is not good. So dear pastor, I am 31 year old, and so number three, dramatic issues. Dear pastor, I'm 31 years old. This man kept asking me for sex. I told him no, and he told him and told him that he should wait until we are married. And the night before he left to go back to the US, we slept together and we were finished. He asked me why my JJ is so loose. I got to tell you, that one a big super interesting. As I said in the previous video, say, if you were a virgin from day one, your JJ should not be so loose. But look like in the previous relationship, man was digging deep far a lot more to come. And Lord of mercy, that something is not good. So reopen of daycares, Prime Minister. It's not good. It's not good, but it's not. So it's not good, but it needs to have. It need to have some form of balance. So, dear pastor, I'm 27 years old, and I have been in a relationship with a 53-year-old man. And that you like younger man, I see you, yeah, trouble daddy, trouble daddy, for almost 2 years. He is a loving man, but he does a lie and cheat. Wait, 53-year-old man a lie and cheat? No, sir. Young days with lie and cheat. We are cheating in your 50s. I can't bother. Anyway, when I confront him at the beginning, he told me he had someone in his life, and I said okay. So if him a lie and cheat, me not understand. And you agree with it. Me not understand. You agree with it. I respect his relationship with this woman, but when he could visit his house on the weekend because she worked in Kingston, okay, I would tell him not to text me or call me. I encourage him to spend the time with her. Okay, this is going to another level of turning off. You made a right turn and then you made a left turn. I'm like, what is going on here? And he is a businessman. He is a trade man. When his woman came home on Friday, she would stop by his business place You know all of them information here, so no, sir. You are watch the man, or you are start the man. What is what? I need to know. No, sir. And she worked there on Saturday. He on one day I went home to his business. One day I went to his business place and saw a book with his name and the woman's surname, right? All right. And I asked him about it, and he said, listen what him say, listen good. Him say they are not married. Big, big lie. But anyway, let's read to find out more. Last year, the woman passed away. How about this? No, sir. No, where you book up in a? Where me book up in a while ago? Book? No, sir. Sad. Anyway, rest in peace. So, pastor, the man was married. Me know. Me know. Say married. He said that he loved me and did not want me to leave him. That is always man. Them always say that. Them no say, them know them I lie to you, and yes, them know. You could remind me of the show Blood and Water. The baby mother find out, say, the coach, I have sex with one school girl. They with one school girl. Not her. Yeah, she find out. Well, he confessed to her. And I have sex. All the woman, blood, sweat, and tears for make the relationship work. The man never satisfied. Blood and water. I say it's a one bad piece of show. I say I'm in love with the character them. Especially the main character, she fair skin complexion is marvelous. I can't take it no more. Anyway, back to this. So pastor, the man was married, right? He said that he loved me and he did not want me to leave. But another day, that is why he never told me the truth. Okay, at least no, she passed away. No one can give her no relationship. Moving on. I was vexed. Where you vexed for? Oh yeah, vexed for you. Anyway, but I could not leave him at the time, man, because he was under so many stress. Man, he cared for him a lot. Anyway, but I call him every minute just to check up on him. But then things start to change. Wow. Now here, this quite get interesting. He stopped calling me after. And whenever I ask him, whenever I call, he always busy. One day I asked him, to accompany me downtown to buy something. We sat beside each other on the bus and went on WhatsApp. He went on WhatsApp and I saw that girl picture. What? Say my cheap on you? Lord of mercy. So he married and him wife were dead. And then you find time to cheat on your half and wife done dead. Jesus save your pan of me. No, sir. Anyway. But you saw the girl picture. When we came off the bus, I begged for a call and he gave me the phone. The girl had sent him a half naked picture of herself. He said she was just a friend. But like that friendship, yeah. Friends with benefits, all of them things here. I can't but be friends with benefits. No, sir, that one there juicy bad. Girl, if you're special stupid fool, one more time, I believe so. The man tell you, say, The man tell you say she was just a friend. Friend, you know. Anyway, and him all, look how him 53. Look pan him too. No, sir. Anyway, so one day I went through his phone and saw a message with his, oh no, I see a half naked. Wait, yeah, oh. One day I went through his phone and I saw a message with this girl saying that he went down on him. But all she asked was for $200, $500. And girl, you need to have ambition. If you're not big $1,000, you're not the ambition. We have $200 and $500 can't do nothing. At least you can buy food. I understand that. He really can buy food. But boy, you need to do better. The girl will go down on him. I saw she was asking him for $1,500 to do her hair. Okay. The girl always want money. If I know them hear something else. I hear that the same day his wife died. I heard the same day that his wife died, the girl slept in the room, the woman bedroom, and wore her slippers. How are these? No, sir. The same day your wife dead, you go cheat, you go have sex with one man. No, sir. Nonsense. Love triangle. This I love mix up triangle. This a double trouble, double the trouble. No. So the person say that she killed the wife with. Me not mention where she killed the wife. Anyway, let's move on. But I have faith and believe in God that I do not fear her. The man and I run the business together, and every time she sees me, she cuts her eyes at me. Last month I went to wash for him. No, you're really special, but you're stupid and you're fool. Special stupid fool. You wash and no ring on your finger after you play wife role and you now get wife treatment, but yesterday I get born. No, sir. Why? I can't bother. No, sir. That one you need to judge. That one you need to cry. My mom and granny papa shoot a remittance. No. No, sir. Hey, we can suck up the water, suck it up. No. You play wife role and you not get the title yet. Me can't bother. But she could have him. So last month, yeah, I washed for him and I saw a cigarette, but he does not smoke cigarettes, so I know someone was there. He said that he was sorry for and was going to change. I am pregnant. Nah. So you're baby mother now. Jesus. No, that story come like one heater. Just get hotter and hotter and hotter. No, sir. You get knocked up, you get play. Beyonce say never ever play yourself, but you look like you play yourself. Anyway, now you're pregnant and he said that he does not want anything to happen to the baby. Recently someone told me that the girl spent 1 week at the house. I have three other children he does everything for. Okay, so I'm not saying you have three people, at least not as good. So recently, yeah, so he loves them, and they said that he is their father, and sometimes I get upset that when that wanted to leave him, but I am looking at the fact that my child does not have a father, and they love him because he showed that the fatherly love. I don't have to take that away from him, and I think he have enough sex with the woman, but I really don't have any proof. Okay, Lord of mercy. So girl, my advice to you is that you do what you need to do. Make up your mind. It's either you're going to get pregnant the second time, you're pregnant by him the first time, and you have children. Look for what you want in the relationship. Look for what you deserve in the relationship. If that does not work, I don't know what to say. So I have to end it right there, guys, because I'm going over the length of this video. I'm going to see if I can find one more. So today is the 4th of July. It's also the CARICOM Day. So CARICOM Guyana celebrate from a popular TV personnel, Dale Harris. She said that Guyana celebrate this day as a public day, public holiday, and Monday they celebrate it to be as a public holiday, observe it as a public holiday. So warm to the rest of the CARICOM country, we should celebrate CARICOM as a public holiday. And I did tag the Prime Minister to recognize this day as a public holiday, the July the 4th, and make it to be a public holiday and the official public holiday. So yeah. So that is dramatic issues. Is one piece of dramatic issues. It's getting hot in here. The dramatic issues are turning up. Drama. So I'm your host, boss, Swaggerific. Check me out on all social. It's the Double Trouble Drama Show on Facebook and YouTube. The Double Trouble Drama Show on Instagram _ The Double Trouble drama POD on Twitter, and also on YouTube, and also on Snapchat. Snapchat is the Troubler. So check me out on all of those social.